Good morning. It is 7:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick off this week. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, a young man who was a graduate of Galesburg High School, 07 was the year he graduated, went on to undergrad and medical school, and now is back serving our community as an orthopedic doctor, orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Craig Wilson, working with Cottage Hospital, Cottage Medical Group, and he joins us here this morning. Dr. Craig Wilson, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing well.
Well, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. My goodness, I guess kind of in some ways a whirlwind to kind of end up back at your roots. Kind of talk about the journey a little bit and coming back to Galesburg to serve the community.
Yeah, I've been gone for 13 years now. That's how long it takes to get all your undergrad, medical school, and then residency programs. So when I left Galesburg in 2007 to go to Augustana College, I didn't really have any plans on coming back at that time. But as life goes on, and I met my wife at Augustana College, we got married, and we've got a 2.5-year-old son now, and we just realized how important it was to be close to family. Her family's from the Quad Cities. Both my parents are here, and so it was and there was the need for orthopedic surgery or orthopedic surgeons here, and so it was a great fit for me.
Well, when you went to Augustana, did you know at that point or coming out of high school, because, you know, a lot of young people came out of school not sure what they want to do, or maybe you were interested in medicine, or did you know at that point, did you go to Augustana with the intention of going pre-med?
I was pre-health when I started there. I had a good idea that I wanted to mix science with working with people in a service fashion, and I was interested in some other different areas. I mean, they've got a great pre-health track there, so you can kind of start your first couple of years doing the classes that you need for any of those fields, whether it's dentistry, veterinary medicine, or optometry. So,
Dr. Craig Wilson, a 2007 Galesburg High School graduate, back here working with the Cottage Medical Group and Cottage Hospital as an orthopedic surgeon. I know in high school we talked a little bit off the air. You did participate in soccer, track and field a little bit as well as an athlete. Did that have any? A lot of times, there's former athletes really get interested in the orthopedic area. Was that part of your decision to go that direction? Or was it something completely different?
Yeah, actually, it was. So when I was in high school, I tore the meniscus in my knee, which is the cushion inside the joint. And that was my first real experience other than seeing a pediatrician growing up with the medical field, and had to have surgery on it and got me back playing sports again. And so that really sparked my interest in it, and that interest continued to grow and evolve over the years. Then I realized that that'd be a great career and a way to help people.
Dr. Craig Wilson, of course, after Galesburg High School, as you mentioned, Augustana College, you finished up there and decided to go to medical school at Southern Illinois University. Talk about that experience. And I mean, we hear how tough it is, and then going into residency, of course, there's been all kind of TV shows and everything. Well, talk about the stress and you know, lack of sleep and those type of things, especially when you get into the residency.
Yeah, it's a tough road getting into the medical field nowadays, and just gets more and more competitive. Thankfully, there's Southern Illinois University is a great program that specifically was built, I believe, in the 1970s, but I may be wrong on that date, towards serving Central and Southern Illinois and making sure that we're able to train doctors for these areas. And so it was a great fit for me, too. They saw that I was from Central Illinois and knew that I was interested in staying in the area eventually. And so I went there for my training, and then orthopedic surgery is one of the more competitive specialties to get into. So you've got to really do well on all your board exams. You got to make sure you score highly and get great letters of recommendation. I had some great mentors, fortunately, that came before me. They were medical students and other attendings that trained me and taught me the things that I needed to do to make myself competitive. And then you get into residency, and it's a very strenuous training program, because they want to make sure at the end of your 5 years of training that you're able to take care of people independently. So there's oftentimes you're working 80, sometimes 100 hours a week, but they've got work hour restrictions now. So it's typically around 80 hours a week that you're working every other weekend, where you do 24-hour shift on Friday and then a 16-hour shift on Sunday, and then you go back and do a normal week and do that every other weekend. And I did that for 5 years.
Wow. And do you get any rest now? Well, no, you got a small child, so no, you don't get any rest.
Yeah, it's a different kind of busy.
Yes, absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. Dr. Craig Wilson, Galesburg High School graduate, back here in Galesburg working as an orthopedic surgeon. You know, one of the things I have never asked anybody in the medical profession, and especially a surgeon, talk about that very first surgery you performed. And is that something, do you do that actually during residency? Or at what point does that come? And talk about, like, nerves and how it felt that very first time. And what kind of surgery was it?
Yeah, so it's kind of a gradual on-ramp of responsibility. So the first surgery I would have done, my first orthopedic rotation I did, it was on a spine rotation. And there was a guy that I trained under, unfortunately passed away my intern year, but his name was Dr. Freitag. He was a great mentor as well, and we were doing a fusion of the lower back. And so, I mean, when I was a med student, I was a third year med student, so they're obviously not letting you do a whole lot there, but if you practice doing suturing, and we have different models that we practice suturing on, that tends to be the first thing that they let you do on a person, is learning how to sew the skin back together at the end of the surgery. So that tends to be the on-ramp, is that you do some suturing, but first you practice on models. They've got different types of models and material that is fairly similar to skin. And you just work your way up there. And then as your training progresses, you go from being, you essentially have oversight for the majority of your training, especially early on, where you make the incision then, that'd be the next step, and dissect down, and essentially they watch you, they know what you're comfortable with. You work where I trained at, you have a mentor that you're working under for often 2 months at a time, and they just gradually, you tend to watch the first few or multiple, depending on the complexity of the procedure, and then they let you do a little bit, and then see, they're watching you very closely. If they see that once you see that you're not comfortable, or if that's a more difficult part of the procedure, then they'll show you how they do it. And then we do a lot of labs too. We do a lot of cadaver lab work, or we're practicing doing bony work or joint replacements on cadavers. And then they've got other models that they use as well too. So it's a very gradual process, but by the end of the training program, you're very comfortable and capable of doing a wide variety of procedures.
You kind of remember the nerves that first time? I mean, did you felt like, you know what, this is what I've trained for, this is what I've been working for, I'm pretty confident in what I'm doing?
You know, it's your intern year where you go from a medical student into residency, where you now have doctor in front of your name and your training and the expectations so much higher there. It is a very nerve-wracking experience. And you're right, you go back and you revert back to your training, and you also know that you've got great mentors that aren't going to let you fail. They're not going to just put you out there and put you in a position where you're not capable of doing it. And there's always somebody overseeing you. But they do put the pressure on you where there's high expectations. So while they're there to help you if you're struggling, there is a very high expectation that this is a big responsibility that you have. And so you need to be preparing, you need to be training, and having that mindset in there that you're able to calm those nerves somewhat. And I mean, there's always a healthy level of nerves that you need to have whenever you're operating on another person, knowing that you're there, they're trusting you, and that you're going to provide them with a high level of care.
He works with the Cottage Medical Group, Cottage Hospital, Dr. Craig Wilson. He's an orthopedic surgeon, an 07 graduate of Galesburg High School, coming back to serve the community here in Galesburg. Talk a little bit about the practice here, and obviously, you know, you take anybody, you know, sports injuries would obviously be a big thing, whether they're junior high school students or college students, but that's not mm-hmm. the only thing that you focus on, though.
Yeah, I provide a wide variety of orthopedic services here. So we see a lot of joint pain, mainly shoulders, hips, and knees, and I'll do joint replacements on shoulders, hips, and knees. We see a lot of nerve compressions like the carpal tunnel and cubital tunnel, which is when you get numbness and tingling into your hands. And then I'll do trigger fingers, which is if your finger's getting stuck, sometimes that will need a surgery to release the tendon in there as well. And then basic fracture work. So if you break a bone coming in the emergency department, then sometimes that needs surgery, whether you have a hip fracture or you've broken a long bone. And then your shoulder scopes, we do rotator cuff repairs through the scope, so it's a smaller incision, and do knee scopes as well. So quite a wide variety. I don't do any spine surgery, but we take a wide variety of extremity problems.
Dr. Craig Wilson, Cottage Medical Group, with us here this morning. Talk a little bit about technology, Dr. Wilson, because I remember going back to just the change from my, when was it, sophomore year in high school to about 3 years out of high school. So it would have been 1977. I had I guess at that point it was like an open meniscectomy on my left knee where they still opened you up and you know, removed part of the meniscus. And then 3 years out of high school, 1983, I had arthroscopic surgery on my right knee. And just and for me, it was so amazing, just recovery time and things like that. Has the technology advanced even far beyond that, or with the arthroscopic surgery? Or we're looking, obviously, part of it seems like there's much less hospitalization when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're always trying to do things in a more minimally invasive fashion so you can recover sooner. So we're still addressing the same underlying pathology as when you got treated years ago, but there's always innovators out there, and we're always trying to keep up and learn new techniques where we can minimize the amount of pain you have afterwards, minimize how much dissection we need to do, how big your incision is, and help you to recover faster. So, yeah, we're able to put in the knee, if you have a meniscus tear, as you were talking about, the small camera that goes in there about the size of a pencil, you can look exactly at it. And then we've got another little shaver in there that you can trim it. But we're trying more and more, if we can, to preserve it, meaning that we repair it and put it back together and let your body heal it back rather than just taking it out, because we know how important it is to preserve that cushion inside of your knee.
Is there an injury, especially in athletes and student athletes, that you see more than others? Would it be a meniscus or an ACL, or what types do you see the most?
Yeah, the most common things that we see in athletes is a lot of tendonitis. If you're just like, as kids are getting back into it, shin splints is another thing. Is where you start running again, meniscus tears, and ACL injuries are the most common things we see in knees, and then shoulders, you can have dislocations and labral tears. Labral is the little suction cup rim around the ball part, or the cup part of the shoulder.
Dr. Craig Wilson, Cottage Medical Group, Cottage Hospital, an orthopedic surgeon, a Galesburg High School graduate, working with any of your orthopedic needs, bones, joints, he can take care of you. So in your case, Dr. Wilson, is it a case if somebody has an injury, would they be able to contact your office directly, or do they need a referral through their GP for you?
But they should contact the office directly. That's not a problem at all, and we'll get them in and see them and get you taken care of.
And where can they reach you?
So the phone number, so I'm at Galesburg Cottage Clinics. We're located at 834 North Seminary Street, and the phone number for us is 309-342-0194.
All right, Dr. Craig Wilson, again at the Cottage Medical Arts Clinic and Cottage Hospital orthopedic surgeon. Anything else, Dr. Wilson, maybe even prevention? I guess maybe one of the big things, like trying to keep ourselves healthy, but I'm guessing keeping muscles strong around joints is probably one of the things that helps keep joints healthy.
You're exactly right. So as you're being more and more active, so a lot of the pathology that we see in orthopedics is from micro tears, overuse, or it's a big one-time traumatic event that you have. So the way to keep yourself healthy is to stay active. But when you start getting active again, if you haven't been active for a while, you got to do it gradually. The body responds to stress in incremental levels. If you try to just be a weekend warrior where you go out and exercise for an hour or two, or you play a pickup game of basketball and you haven't played in 5 years or whatever, and you're out of shape. You just want to do it gradually. And I think lifting weights and keeping things strong, that allows the tendons to be stronger too when they're put under stress. So just doing it in a graduated fashion, continue to get stronger, and stay consistent with it.
I guess we have to remember also, we get to a certain age and you step back out and play. You're not going to do the things you could do when you were 20, when you're 40
yeah, you're
or 45.
Exactly right.
Dr. Craig Wilson. Yes.
Too.
Yes.
Oh, I was just going to say one other thing too is we're realizing the importance of sleep with preventing injuries and for healing injuries as well. Sleep's when your body heals. And if you're not well rested, there's actually good evidence to show that you're a lot more likely to have an injury.
Wow. Okay. And you know, when the healing process, that, you know, smoking probably, as I understand, inhibits healing a little bit. You're better off if you quit ahead of time.
Absolutely. And then also, if you got problems keeping your blood sugar under control, those make a big difference with healing as well.
Dr. Craig Wilson, Cottage Medical Arts Clinic, Cottage Hospital, orthopedic surgeon, Galesburg High School graduate, joining us here this morning. Dr. Wilson, thank you so much for taking some time. And again, thank you for coming back and seeing the need here in Galesburg and the surrounding areas and coming back to serve the community.
I'm very happy to be here. The community's been very supportive. The new owners at Cottage Hospital, the Sharmas, have been very supportive of getting my career going. They've invested a lot in new equipment and making sure that we've got all the technology that we need to take excellent care of our patients. So if you got an injury and want to come by, we're happy to see you and help take care of you.
Dr. Wilson, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.